Let's just commit our time to the Lord, please, in a word of opening prayer. Commit our way to Him tonight. Let's ask for His presence and for His help. Our eternal God and our Father, we come to Thee this evening. And Lord, we thank Thee again for the gospel message. We praise Thee, Lord, for the gospel service tonight. And Heavenly Father, we pray that tonight You'll be pleased to come and be one of our number, aid us and help us tonight, we pray, to glorify Thee through everything that would be said and done. Answer prayer for us. Help us now as we would sing Thy praise. In the Savior's name we ask. Amen. Amen. We're going to sing together the words of Charles Wesley's great hymn, "And Can It Be That I Should Gain an Interest in the Savior's Blood? Died He for me, who caused His pain for me, who Him to death pursued." We'll stand together. We repeat the last two lines of each verse, and let's stand once we get the introduction and sing on to the Lord. A little competition between upstairs and downstairs. So all upstairs, we're going to get you to sing verse 2, second verse, "'Tis mercy all the immortal dies." We'll all join together on the last few lines, "'Tis mercy all," and then all downstairs, we'll sing verse 3. And you can join us then on the last two lines of that. So let's have everyone singing their very best. Verse 2 upstairs, verse 3 downstairs. And let's praise the Lord. Thank you. be seated. That's great singing, of course, a great hymn. Let's come now before the Lord and seek for his help, his presence again in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to thee tonight boldly into the throne room of heaven. And Lord, we thank thee tonight for our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh God, we thank thee tonight for the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Lord, we stand in amazement and wonder tonight that he should love us. We who are wretched, vile sinners, yet, O God, we thank thee that he loved us with an everlasting love. He came into this world, lived that perfect life, and on the cross of Calvary died the atoning death that we might be saved. O God, we thank thee tonight for our standing. We thank thee, O God, tonight for our salvation. We praise thee, Lord, tonight for the glorious news of the gospel. Christ Jesus came into this world. Lord, what a wonder tonight that you should leave heaven's glory, that you should leave the adoring of the angels of heaven and come into this world, that place where you were mocked and scorned, that place where they plaited upon your lovely brow that crown of thorns, that place, Lord, where they spat upon you, that place, Lord, where that side was riven and opened. Yet, O God, we thank thee tonight that it was for me, yes, all for me. We rejoice, O God, tonight that the Savior so loved this world of sinners lost, ruined by the fall. O God, we thank thee tonight that there on Calvary's cross he paid that full and that final payment for sin. We thank thee, O God, tonight that there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. We thank thee, Lord, tonight that every religion, every Lord leader of false religion is redundant tonight. For Lord, we thank thee that he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having obtained eternal redemption for us. We thank thee, O God, tonight that there is no other way to God but through Christ. Rejoice, O God, tonight that through that new and living way we have access to thee. We thank thee, O God, tonight for the blood of Jesus Christ. Rejoice, O God, tonight for that blood that speaketh better things than that of Abel's. We praise, O God, tonight that the blood of Jesus Christ, it speaks forgiveness and pardon to we, the guilty sinner. And Heavenly Father, we pray tonight for any who may be in this meeting out of Christ, far from God, living their life in rebellion and in rejection of the gospel of saving grace. O God, we pray that this night the blood will be applied to their hearts. And Lord, by thy Holy Spirit, you'll take a dealing with hearts and lives. Lord, breathe upon us tonight, we pray. May we be very conscious that God's here. May we be very conscious of thy Spirit tonight. Lord, how much we need thee. And so, Lord, we just come to thee in all of our emptiness and crying unto thee, Lord, be pleased to fill us, we ask. Our Father, we pray that you'll remember all who have gathered in God's house. We thank thee, Lord, for each one. Encourage us all, Lord, we pray. We thank thee tonight for the gospel. It is that message that cheers the heart of every child of God. But we thank thee as well. It is the message, the only message, that will convict the sinner of their sin. Lord, do a work in every heart tonight, we pray. Lord, we pray you'll bless every part of this meeting. Remember, Lord, especially our dear brother Robbie, as he'd come and minister to us in song. Encourage him. May he feel entirely at home tonight, we pray. Lord, may he know the help of the Holy Spirit, even as he would minister to us in song. Encourage him. And be with him, O God, we pray, and use him, Lord, even in this ministry, we ask. And then, Lord, as we come around the Word of God, Lord, speak to us tonight, we pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that thy Word will be a living Word. Lord, thy Word will be an instructing Word. Thy Word, Lord, will be that Word that will break down the hardest of hearts. So answer prayer. Lord, bless the preaching of the gospel, not only here tonight in Sandown, but across this city, and Lord, across our land and across our nation. O God, raise that standard once again for truth and for righteousness. And may many signs follow the preaching of the glorious gospel of Christ. So hear and answer prayer. Be with us tonight, we pray. And Lord, we will be careful to give thee the praise and all of the glory. For thou alone art worthy. Answer prayer for us. In the Savior's name we pray. Amen. Amen. We are delighted to welcome back to Sandown again this evening our good brother, Mr. Robbie Hare. We're glad to have you, Robbie. Glad to have your son, Peter, as well. Thank you for both coming tonight. We've certainly been blessed when you were here with us last, and we've been really looking forward to you coming again tonight. So we're going to ask you to come and sing for us just now at this stage, and you feel entirely at home, Robbie. The Lord bless you. You are amongst friends tonight. Come on ahead.
I'm here on my own tonight. My mates away in Kilray, they're looking after the flock, so he's coming shortly to see you anyway. So it's a real privilege to be here tonight and to sing for the Lord. And you know, I wasn't always like this. Many, many years ago, I was an old barman in a public house in Lurgan, and the Lord stepped down and lifted me up. And here we are tonight, praising him after 61 years. Praise the Lord. So I'm going back away, back maybe further, when you know about these pieces I'm singing. I love to sing the old gospel pieces, the old pieces. But some of the new pieces, there's nothing in them at all. So trust you'll be blessed tonight. And with all the mistakes and everything I make, well, just forgive me for it. Thank you. There's the wonder of sunshine and harvest, the wonder of sunrise I see. But the wonder of wonders that thrills my soul is the wonder that God loves me. Oh, the wonder of it all, the wonder of it all, just to think that God loves me. The wonder of it all, the wonder of it all, just to think that God loves me. There's the wonder of springtime and harvest, the sky, the stars, and the sun. But the wonders of wonders that thrills my soul is a wonder that's just begun. Oh, the wonder of it all, the wonder of it all, just to think that God loves me. The wonder of it all, the wonder of it all, just to think that God loves me. We're singing three verses or two, you're the boss. Three. Okay. I have to behave myself here tonight. May the Lord bless. My soul in sad exile was out on life's sea, so burdened with sin and distress. Then I heard a sweet voice saying, make me your choice. And I entered the heaven of rest. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wild seas no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep. In Jesus I'm safe evermore. The song of my soul, since the Lord made me whole, has been the old story so blessed, of Jesus who'll save whosoever will have a home in the haven of rest. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wild seas no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep. In Jesus I'm safe evermore. Oh, come to the Savior, he patiently waits to save by his power divine. Come anchor your soul in the haven of rest and say, my beloved is mine. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wild seas no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep. In Jesus I'm safe evermore. Amen.
Thank you, Robbie, very much indeed. Praise God tonight for that haven of rest. Have you anchored your soul in that haven of rest tonight? Are you safe and secure in the Lord? Do you know what Robbie has been singing about tonight? Do you know his Savior? And if you don't, then we pray you would come even tonight and experience for yourself the anchor that is to be found in Christ. Robbie, thank you so much. We've been certainly blessed already, and we'll hear from you in just a wee moment. All right. And don't you worry about that other boy, by the way. What are you going to do?
I'll sing the verse and I'll get them to sing the chorus.
That'll do well. That'll do well. Sure, we're far better than bulls anyway. Glad to have you, and we'll have you back just in a wee moment's time. I want you to turn with me, please, if you have a copy of the scriptures, to the Old Testament and to the book of Daniel. Book of Daniel and the chapter 5. Towards the end of the Old Testament, the book of Daniel. There's always an index in your Bible, so that'll help you find it. Never be ashamed to have to look up the index. As a child, I was able to quote all 66 verses, and I did it every Wednesday night at the prize giving of our children's meeting in Omagh, and now I can just get about to Deuteronomy. So don't be worrying, the index is there if you need to use it. Daniel chapter 5. I want to read the first part and the last part of this chapter together. Very solemn chapter. And let's hear the word of the Lord. Daniel chapter 5. And we'll read from verse number 1 down to the end of verse 12. First of all, Belshazzar the king made a great feast to 1,000 of his lords and drank wine before the thousand. Belshazzar, whilst he tasted the wine, commanded to bring the golden and silver vessels which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken out of the temple which was in Jerusalem, that the king and his princes, his wives, and his concubines might drink therein. Then they brought the golden vessels that were taken out of the temple of the house of God which were at Jerusalem, and the king and his princes, his wives, and his concubines drank therein. They drank wine and praised the God of golds and of silver, of brass, of iron, of wood, and of stone. In the same hour came forth fingers of a man's hand, and wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace, and the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. Then the king's countenance was changed, and his thoughts troubled him, so that the joints of his loins were loosed, and his knees smote one against another. The king cried aloud to bring in the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers. And the king spake and said to the wise men of Babylon, "Whosoever shall read this writing and show me the interpretation thereof shall be clothed with scarlet and have a chain of gold about his neck, and shall be the third ruler in the kingdom." Then came in all the king's wise men, but they could not read the writing, nor make known to the king the interpretation thereof. Then was Belshazzar greatly troubled, and his countenance was changed in him, and his lords were astonished. Now the queen, by reason of the words of the king and his lords, came into the banquet house, and the queen spake and said, "O king, live forever. Let not thy thoughts trouble thee, nor let thy countenance be changed. There is a man in thy kingdom, in whom is the spirit of the holy gods, and in the days of thy father light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods was found in him, whom the king Nebuchadnezzar, thy father the king, I say thy father, made master of the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and soothsayers. For as much as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpreting of dreams and showing of hard sentences and dissolving of doubts were found in the same Daniel, whom the king named Belshazzar. Now let Daniel be called, and he will show the interpretation." And then we come down to the end of verse 25, to the end of the chapter, and we read what Daniel has to say about this writing on the wall. Verse 25, "And this is the writing that was written, Mene, Mene, Tekel, Upharsin. This is the interpretation of the thing, Mene. God hath numbered thy kingdom and finished it. Tekel, thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting. Perez, thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians." Then commanded Belshazzar, and they clothed Daniel with scarlet, and put a chain of gold about his neck, and made a proclamation concerning him that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. In that night was Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, slain, and Darius, Median, took the kingdom, being about 62 years old. Amen. May God bless the reading of his word to our hearts. Let me at this stage welcome you all along to God's house. It's good to see so many again in the house of God tonight. We welcome you warmly in the Savior's name. And as we've said, we are delighted to have our brother Robbie and also Peter with us tonight. We're glad to have you both. Thank you for coming and for being a part of our service tonight. To others who may be visiting with us, we welcome you, and also to those who are watching online, we welcome you in the Savior's name tonight. Can I just go through some announcements before our brother Robbie comes back to sing for us? For our young people, this evening after church, there is an after church youth rally over in the Martyrs, and that is at 9 p.m. Tuesday, we'll meet here in the church, 10 o'clock in the morning, for further outreach going around the local area. So if you can come and help us Tuesday morning, 10 o'clock, with that outreach, please. Then on Tuesday as well at 7 p.m., we have the Explorers Club for the boys and girls meeting here in the church at 7. And then for our elders, we'll have a session meeting at 8 o'clock on Tuesday night, God willing. Thursday night, our Bible study and prayer meeting. I trust you'll plan to be with us and join with us for that time on Thursday night around the Word of God, and then as we come to pray for God's work. Friday night, our youth fellowship will meet in the back room up at the top, and we encourage all our young people to be in attendance this Friday night at 8 o'clock. Our brother Harry Kennedy will be along to speak to us. Next Lord's Day is Remembrance Sunday, and we start off with our Sunday School Bible class at 10:15, morning worship at 11:30, our Hollywood Outreach Sunday School at 2:30, and then at 6:30 next Sunday we have our special Remembrance and Wreath Laying ceremony. And I trust that you will keep that in mind and plan to be here and invite others along to that special remembrance service, wreath laying ceremony, and some will be along to lay some wreaths on that night. So please do keep that free. Plan to be here and bring someone with you as well next Sunday night. Other announcements, the Vision magazines, the church magazine is available, all free of charge. And if you didn't get one this morning, please do take one with you this evening. Can I remind our elders and deacons, we'll have a full committee meeting on Tuesday the 23rd of November at 8 p.m. Then the shoebox appeal, just a few weeks left to get your shoeboxes and items in for that. If you can get them in by the 21st of November, we certainly would appreciate it, and that will give us time then to get it all transported over to our brother, the Reverend Ronnie McCracken. So if you can help in that way, please do get your shoeboxes in. Bring them into church here by Sunday, the 21st of November. Do continue to remember all those who need our prayers. Do pray for our brother Tom Patterson, or Clerk of Session, as he continues to receive further treatment this week. Pray that the Lord will keep his hand upon him and strengthen him for this journey ahead. Do remember Sister Deborah as well. Deborah's got home from hospital, and we're thankful for that. Pray that the Lord will heal her and bring her back to full strength. And also our Sister Betty Sands, still remains in hospital, and let's pray that Betty will know a touch from the Lord. There are no offerings being taken up, but there are boxes there as you leave for your tithes and your offerings. As always, these are made subject to the will of the Lord. Robbie, I'm going to ask you to come again, please, and sing for us, and the Lord richly bless you as you come and sing. Thank you.
I picked this hymn away when I was in Lurgan, and this man picked it when he was here, so there's bound to be a message for someone in the meeting tonight. It's a solemn hymn, and listen to the words. I'll sing the verse, and we'll all join in the chorus. Sinner, the Savior is calling for thee. Long, long has he called thee in vain. He called thee when joy lent its crown to thy days. He called thee in sorrow and shame. Oh, turn the Savior in mercy is waiting, and steer for the harbor line. For how do you know that your soul may be drifting over the dead light to die? O sinner, thine ears have been deaf to his voice, thine eyes to his glory been dim. The calls of the Savior have so wearied thee. Oh, what if they should weary him? Oh, turn while the Savior in mercy is calling, and steer the deadline tonight. O sinner, God's patience may weary someday, and leave thy sad soul in the blast. By willful resistance you've drifted away over the deadline at last. Oh, turn while the Savior is mercy is waiting, and steer for the harbor light. For how do you know that your soul
our sincere thanks this evening to Robbie for coming and ministering to us in song, for his help. And we pray the Lord will speak tonight through the messages that he has brought to us. The Lord will challenge your heart and speak to your heart. How do you know? How do you know that your soul may be drifting over the deadline tonight? Robbie, thank you. The Lord bless you and continue to be with you. I want you to turn back with me, if you will, please, to Daniel chapter 5. I want to deal this evening, moments that are before us, with the subject of when the party's over. When the party's over. You look in verse 27. Thou art weighed in the balances and found wanting. And then in verse 30, in that night was Belshazzar slain. Thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting. And in that night, the party was over. Can we just still our hearts, please, in a word of prayer, seek for his help? Eternal God and our Father, we thank thee for a sense of thy presence with us tonight already. And O God, we pray now that as we come to the Word, the Gospel tonight, Lord, that you'd speak to hearts. Oh, Heavenly Father, we pray that this evening the realities of life and death will dawn upon someone. And Lord, that this night someone will be taken out of their sin, brought to life in Jesus Christ. Lord, help this preacher to preach as he should. Lord, help us to hear tonight. And Lord, this night we pray for the stillness of heaven and for a sense of the divine presence. Be with us tonight. Continue with us now. In the Savior's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Last Sunday evening saw many return to the dance floor and the nightclubs of our land. After a year and a half of closure, many couldn't wait for the nightclubs to open and to get back onto the dance floor again. And according to many reports, many danced the night away. Many partied long into the night, making up, as they saw it, for lost time. But this evening I want us to consider a time when the party was over, when the party finished, a time when the worldly living and worldly lifestyle was past and reality started to bite. What we have before us tonight in Daniel chapter 5 is perhaps one of the saddest chapters in the entire Bible. We're given an insight into this man, Belshazzar, the king of Babylon. Belshazzar was a man of great power and immense wealth. Yet in his soul, he was a beggar. He was a man with a great kingdom and a vast kingdom, yet he was a man even unable to rule his own heart. He was a man who commanded the fear of his subjects. Others bowed down before him, but he had no fear of God. O Belshazzar walked amongst the wisest of the day, yet he was ignorant to the things of God. This chapter gives us the only insight that we have into the life of Belshazzar. And when we come into chapter 5, we're introduced to him here in the midst of a great party, throwing a party for thousands of his lords. You see, Belshazzar is like what many are doing tonight. They're living for the moment. They're living for that which will gratify and satisfy the flesh with absolutely no thought for eternity. And they party and they play and they live for the good times, never realizing there'll come a time when that will end. And tonight, we have at the start of Daniel chapter 5 the commencement of this party. But also we have the conclusion of it. When the festivities give way to the judgment of God, and not only the party is over, but his life is over now too. And you see, some of you tonight in this meeting are living just like Belshazzar. Living without the Savior, living without salvation, living for time, living rejecting Christ and hardening your heart to the gospel. And you've lived it up now in sin for perhaps many years. And you know tonight you need to be saved. You know tonight you're not right with God. You know tonight you're under judgment. But still you live on, heedless and careless in your sin. And you see, tonight you are just like Belshazzar, because that night Belshazzar was living as if he would never die. He was living as if there was no God. He was living as if God's salvation didn't matter. It was of no significance or bearing in his life. But you see, that night the party ended. And that night he had rejected God for one final time. That night God stepped into his life, judged him, damned him. That night God said to Belshazzar, your partying's over and your life is finished. And the tragedy is that Belshazzar lived in sin. But the greater tragedy is that he died in sin. And he went out to a lost eternity because of that sin. His sinning had caught up with him. Now he was going to pay the wages of sin, which was death. And I pray that tonight, as we consider this account, this familiar account in Daniel chapter 5, that God would step into your life tonight. That God would stop you in your tracks. And that you would heed that warning. And that you would not die as Belshazzar died, but rather that tonight you would come and experience forgiveness and pardon for your sin. You see, that night, the writing was on the wall for Belshazzar. He was going to die, but he was going to die in sin, weighed in the balances and found wanting. As we consider these verses tonight, I want you to see, first of all, with me here, the pronouncing of sin. The Lord says to him in verse 27, thou art weighed in the balances. You see, here was a man who was living as if God didn't exist. Here was a man who was living as if God didn't matter. Here was a man who was rejecting the Lord, and yet the Lord knew all about his lifestyle. This man didn't even try to hide his sin. You know, maybe tonight that's how you're living. You're trying to hide your sin. And to the outward appearance, all is well. You say the right things. You do the right things. You speak like a Christian. You dress like a Christian. You act like a Christian. But tonight your heart is far from God. God knows your life. Your life is an open book to God. There may be things you will hide from others, but there is nothing you'll hide from God. As Hagar said, "Away in the midst of the wilderness, thou God seest me." And the all-seeing, all-piercing eye of God looks into this gospel meeting tonight here in the Sandown Road in East Belfast. He sees your heart. He knows your heart. He knows how you stand before him tonight. You're not right with God, and you know it. You're living a lie. That sin, if it's not repented of, turned away from, will damn your soul in a lost eternity. Man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks in the heart. And it matters not tonight what I think or what someone else thinks. Whether you are saved or whether you are not, it doesn't matter tonight. It matters what God knows. God looks into every heart tonight. He knows exactly how you stand before him. Just as he knew all about Belshazzar's life, he knows all about your life. Open sins, hidden sins, there's nothing, nothing hidden from God. And you see, whenever God looked into his life and said, "Thou art weighed in the balances," here's the declaration he makes, "Thou art found wanting." Weighed in the balances of God's justice and his truth. God's standards on one side, Belshazzar's standards on the other, and he fell far short. And you see, tonight you might be thinking you are living all right. According to your standards, your life is okay. Everything's well with you. But if you have never repented of your sin, got right with God, then everything is not well with you. You see, tonight the problem in our society, the problem in this province tonight, is that everybody weighs things according to man's standards. What man thinks, what man says. You think you're all right tonight because you're doing okay. You've done nobody any harm. You're doing your best. You're trying your best. But in the eyes of God, you're a sinner. You've fallen short of the glory of God. And God pronounces that upon your life tonight. He's weighed your life in the balances, and you're found wanting tonight. You're a lost sinner. And when he says, "Thou art found wanting," he is pronouncing his judgment upon you. In verse 27, God is pronouncing his judgment upon Belshazzar for his sin. Now, I know tonight the wrath of God is not something that people want to talk about. Sadly, it's a subject that many preachers will shy away from because it's not popular. It's not nice. Oh, talk to me about the God of love. Talk to me about a God of compassion. But don't talk to me about a God of wrath. But tonight the reality is that he that believeth not, the wrath of God abideth upon him. He that believeth not is condemned already. Tonight you're already lost. Tonight, sinner in this meeting, it's not as if you're going to stand before God and then he'll declare you to be a sinner. Now, without him, as you are in your sin, you're a sinner. Far from God. Tonight he finds you guilty. The judge of all the earth looks into your heart and says you're guilty. And because of that guilt, you're condemned. You're sentenced. That night, Belshazzar never imagined that it would be his last night on that earth, on this earth. He never reckoned that night the wrath of God would fall, but fall it did. And he died a sinner. He went out into the darkness of the night and into the darkness of a lost eternity in sin condemned. There's the pronouncing of sin here. God looks into your heart tonight. I wonder what his judgment is. And God sees what no man sees tonight. That is your heart. What does God say? Guilty? Condemned? There is the pronouncing of sin. But for a moment, I want us to consider the pardoning from sin. We've talked about being found guilty, about the imbalance and the scales of God's justice. How can that or can that be overturned? We don't have time to look into this tonight. But throughout Daniel chapter 5, the Lord has been warning and speaking to Belshazzar. God brought Daniel, one of the finest men of God that you'll ever read about in the scriptures, brought a man of God to warn him and to tell him there's a way your sins can be pardoned. And you know, tonight, sinner, you should thank God for those men and women in your life who have warned you that you're a sinner and that you're in danger of being lost. You should thank God for parents who have warned you that you need to be saved. You should thank God for friends and neighbors, perhaps, who have warned you you need to be saved, that there's a pardon from sin. Belshazzar heard the warning from one of the finest men of God in scriptures, from Daniel himself. And tonight, while there is the pronouncement of sin, there is a pardon from sin. Because that's the good news of the gospel. There is a way your sins can be forgiven. How is that possible? It's all possible through the Lord Jesus Christ. The one who on the cross of Calvary died an atoning death, shed his blood that you might be saved, satisfied every precept in the penalty of the law of God for you. He met the standard you could never meet. And tonight there is a way. There is a way that your sin can be forgiven. It's through Christ. But it's only through Christ. It's not through your good works. It's not through your good living. It's not through anything that you can do. It's all through what Christ has done. He made one sacrifice for sin forever. Jesus Christ tonight says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You see, tonight it's not the case that there are many ways your sins can be pardoned. It's not the case tonight that there are many ways that you can be set free and acquitted of this charge of guilty before God. There's only one way. And that way is through Christ. No other way. No other way. I I wonder tonight, what are you doing with the gospel of Christ? The greatest question that has ever been asked, what think ye of Christ? What is Christ to you tonight? Oh, someone we like to speak about, someone we like to sing about. Tell me, is he your Savior tonight? Has there been that time, that moment in your life when you have left your sin, you've turned from your sin, you've repented of your sin, and that word repentance means to turn away? Left it behind, and have you trusted Jesus Christ? The very first words that our Savior uttered as he started his public ministry was repent and believe the gospel. And sinner, tonight you need to repent and believe the gospel as well. You need to turn from your sin. There is a way. Your sin can be pardoned, but it's only through Christ. It's not through a church. It doesn't matter tonight if your name is on a church roll. If your name's not written down in heaven, it doesn't matter what roll your name is on. If you're not saved tonight, it doesn't matter what church you attend or don't attend, because there's no salvation in a church. There's salvation only in Christ. Oh, that tonight you'd turn to him, you'd run to him. And you would seek in him salvation and seek in him forgiveness. There is forgiveness tonight. There is pardon from sin through Christ. There's the pronouncing of sin, guilty. There's the pardon from sin, Christ. But as we close, I want you to see there's the punishing of sin. Sin will be punished. Sin will always be punished. I want you to look at the punishing of sin here. Look at verse 22. And thou, his son, O Belshazzar, hast not humbled thine heart, though thou knewest all this. As I said, Belshazzar had the privilege of hearing from Daniel. Daniel spoke unto him, warned him, rebuked him. But the problem was Belshazzar wouldn't humble his heart. He was too proud. He was too proud to admit that he was a sinner. He was too proud to admit that he had turned his back on God. He wouldn't humble his heart, even though he knew it all. And sinner, tonight you know the gospel inside out. You could get up into this pulpit and preach it better than this preacher. You know the way of salvation. And yet the problem is you won't humble your heart. You won't get right with God. Verse 23, thou hast lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven. Sinner, tonight that's what you're doing. You're lifting yourself up against the Lord of heaven. The punishment came. Verse 28, thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians. In other words, God was saying to Belshazzar, Belshazzar, you're finished. It's over. Partying, the playing, it's finished. Verse 30, in that night, the very same night that the writing was on the wall and the warning was given, the very same night, Belshazzar's life was finished. In that night. Belshazzar started that night living it up in sin. Belshazzar had great plans as to how he was going to party the night away. He never planned that God was going to step into his life. He never planned that that night would be the last night upon this earth. He died suddenly. And how many tonight, how many die suddenly taken out, suddenly taken away from the scene of time. And sinner tonight, what if this night, you were to die? He died suddenly. But he died a sinner. He died a sinner. God spoke to him for one last time. What if tonight, for one last time, God were to speak to you? And this might be the last gospel message you will ever hear. The last gospel invitation you will ever be given. How will you die? You see, that night when Belshazzar died, when Belshazzar went out into eternity, he went out into eternity with the warning of God ringing in his ears. He went out into eternity knowing all this. He died. He died unrepentant. He died unforgiven. He died unsaved. Oh, you know you must die. You wouldn't deny that. You know that one day your life, my life, will come to an end, but did you ever realize that it could be this night? This night. In that night. Oh, sinner, tonight. You don't have to die like Belshazzar. God has warned you. God has told you. And tonight there is a way your sin could be forgiven. You see, this could be the greatest night of your life if you were to get saved. Greatest night of your life. But the tragedy is, it could also be the worst night of your life if you, like Belshazzar, were to hear God's condemnation and to go out into eternity unsaved. You can live your life in sin. You can die in sin. But you'll never be in heaven with your sin. Don't let it happen tonight. Learn the mistakes of Belshazzar. Heed the warning of his life. Tonight, humble your heart. Tonight, if ye hear his voice, harden not your heart. Oh, don't harden your heart anymore to the gospel. Don't harden your life anymore to the things of God. Tonight, come. Whatever it is that's holding you in this world and to this old sinful life, give it up. Because whatever it is and whoever it is that's holding you back from giving your life to the Lord, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. That night, the party was over for Belshazzar. And that night, his life was over too. How would it be with you? 5 minutes after you die, where will you be? Where will you spend eternity? In Christ? With Christ? Or out of Christ? And in hell for all eternity? Come to Christ tonight. He'll forgive you. He'll pardon you. If you will but come. Come. And come now. Let's bow in prayer. And as we close our meeting tonight, thank you for your attention. But if the Lord has been speaking to your heart tonight, it's been Him that has been speaking, not me. You realize you're not right. Things in your life are not right. Matters you need to put right. Things that are holding you back. Maybe someone that's holding you back. Oh, you to realize tonight, maybe like never before, you've been hardening your heart all this time. Refusing to repent and believe the gospel. Refusing to give your life to Jesus Christ. Don't harden your heart anymore. What an awful thing it would be to go into God's eternity knowing that you're a sinner. Knowing that Christ is your only Savior, your only hope. What an awful thing it would be to reject and turn your back on that. And like Belshazzar, harden your heart even though you know all these things. Come to God, come to Christ, and tonight be saved. If you want to speak to us, then do that, please. Wherever you are, just cry out unto the Lord, save me. Save me. Heavenly Father, I pray tonight for that grace, that help for sinners to leave their sin. God, we pray tonight that none might leave this place still out of Christ. May none go into the darkness of another night, still rebelling. Still under the condemnation of God. Oh God, we pray tonight, speak. We pray tonight you'll save. And Lord, do it for thy glory and for thy glory alone. Amen. We're going to sing together again the words of that hymn that Robbie sang for us earlier. And there is a purpose that he chose to sing that hymn, and this is the same hymn we're closing with tonight. O sinner, the Savior is calling for thee. And long, long has he called thee in vain. He called thee when joy lent its days to thy crown, a crown to thy days. He called thee in sorrow and pain. O turn, turn, while the Savior in mercy is willing. Even while we sing this hymn, I wonder, will you come to Christ? Leave your sin and come to Him. We'll stand together if we get the introduction and sing this closing hymn, please.
Thank you.
Remain standing for prayer. God's patience may weary someday. Leave thy sad soul in the blast. By willful resistance you've drifted away over the deadline at last. Heavenly Father, we pray tonight that none might pass over thy deadline. Lord, that tonight sinners will come while there is yet time. Do thy work, we pray. Speak on, we ask of thee. Bring someone to thyself tonight. Save. Save in this place. In the Savior's name we ask. Amen.